One bill to read them all, what the focus standard means for finance. Every cloud and SaaS vendor invents its own billing format, which is why comparing spend across providers has always been guesswork. Focus is the open standard changing that. Here's what finance leaders need to know before their teams adopt it. Ask a finance team how much the company spent last month on compute across all its cloud providers, and you will usually get a pause. Not because the data is missing, but because it arrives in three or four incompatible shapes. One provider calls it unblended cost, another effective cost, a third buries it under a service taxonomy that shares no vocabulary with the others. Someone on the FinOps team has built a spreadsheet, or a script, that stitches these formats together by hand. When that person leaves, the spreadsheet becomes a mystery. This is the quiet tax of multi-cloud finance, not the spend itself, but the labor of making spend comparable. A standard called Focus is designed to remove it, and it has reached the point where finance leaders should understand what it is, what it changes, and what it does not. What Focus actually is. Focus is a specification, not a product. It stands for the FinOps Open Cost and Usage Specification, an open standard governed by the FinOps Foundation under the Linux Foundation. Its job is narrow and useful: define a single, vendor-neutral schema for billing and usage data, so that a cost record from any provider carries the same columns, the same names, and the same meaning. It does not collect your data, store it, or analyze it. It defines the shape the data should arrive in. It standardizes the vocabulary that has always been the problem. The specification prescribes a consistent set of columns for the concepts every finance team already reasons about: the amount actually billed, the amount after amortizing commitments, the list price before discounts, the service and its broader category, the resource, the region, the billing period, and the tags used for allocation. The value is not any single column. It is that the same column means the same thing whether the row came from AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, Oracle, or a growing set of SaaS vendors. The major providers now publish it. The reason focus matters now, rather than as an aspiration, is that the large cloud providers offer their billing data as a focus-conformant export directly, and adoption is spreading beyond infrastructure into software vendors. A standard only has value when the people who produce the data agree to emit it. That threshold has been crossed. Why finance should care, not just FinOps. It turns Trust Me into Compare for Yourself. When each provider's bill is a private dialect, cross-provider comparison depends on whoever wrote the translation logic. That person becomes a single point of failure and a source of unaccountable numbers. A shared schema makes the comparison mechanical and reviewable. The question which provider gives us better unit economics for this workload stops being a research project and becomes a query. It makes chargeback defensible. Allocating cloud cost back to business units is only as credible as the consistency of the underlying data. If two providers express discounts and commitments differently, the allocated figures are quietly incomparable, and any business unit leader who pushes back is right too. A normalized cost basis makes the chargeback model explainable in a single sentence, which is the difference between a model people accept and a model people litigate. It reduces key person risk in the finance stack. Every hand-built billing reconciliation is institutional knowledge that is not written down. Standardizing the input format shrinks the surface area of custom logic, which means fewer brittle scripts, faster onboarding of new analysts, and less exposure when the person who understood the spreadsheet moves on. The distinctions the standard forces you to confront. Billed versus effective cost is now explicit. One of the most valuable things a shared schema does is make you name what you mean. The amount a provider billed in a period is not the same as the amount that period's usage actually cost after commitments are amortized across their term. Both are legitimate numbers for different purposes. Billed cost reconciles to the invoice and the cash statement. Effective cost reflects economic consumption. Focus gives them separate, unambiguous columns. Teams that previously blurred the two now have to decide, per report, which one they are showing, and that clarity is worth more than it sounds. List, contracted, and effective prices tell three different stories. Seeing list cost alongside what you actually paid quantifies the value of your negotiated agreements in a way that is hard to argue with. It also exposes the opposite: spend where you are paying list because a commitment lapsed or was never put in place. The standard does not compute your savings for you, but it lays the columns side by side so the gap is visible. Where the standard stops, a common format is not a common truth. Focus guarantees that a column means the same thing everywhere. It does not guarantee that your tags are applied consistently, that your allocation rules are sound, or that your business unit mapping is current. Garbage that is well formatted is still garbage. The standard removes the translation problem and thereby exposes the data hygiene problems that translation used to hide. Adoption is real but uneven. Infrastructure providers lead, SaaS vendors are catching up at varying speed, and some admit a conformant export only for newer data or specific plan tiers. A multi-cloud, many SaaS estate will, for a while yet, have some sources that speak the standard fluently and some that do not. Plan for a mixed environment rather than a clean cutover. It is a foundation, not a decision. The standard makes spend comparable. It does not tell you which workload to move, which commitment to buy, or which vendor to consolidate. Those remain judgment calls. What changes is that the judgment now rests on numbers that are consistent by construction rather than assembled by hand. How to approach it as a finance leader? Ask where your data already speaks the standard. The first useful question is not should we adopt Focus but which of our providers already emit it, and are we ingesting that export or the legacy one? In many cases the conformant data is available and simply not being used, because the old pipeline still works well enough to avoid changing. Use it to retire custom reconciliation. Treat each hand-built cross-provider spreadsheet as a candidate for replacement. The measure of progress is not adoption for its own sake but the number of brittle, undocumented translation steps you have been able to delete. Insist on naming build versus effective cost in every report. Once the columns are distinct, make it a standing expectation that any cost figure presented to leadership states which basis it uses. This single discipline prevents the most common and most embarrassing category of finance error, comparing two numbers that were never the same kind of thing. Let it raise the bar on tagging. A normalized cost basis makes untagged and mistagged spend impossible to hide behind format differences. Use that visibility to fund the allocation hygiene work that has always been easy to defer. The Focus standard will not, by itself, reduce a single dollar of spend. What it does is quieter and more durable. It makes the numbers finance depends on comparable, reviewable, and portable across the providers and vendors that will keep multiplying. In a discipline where the hardest part has always been trusting the data, that is not a small thing. Dash, Cost Defender reads your AWS cost and usage data and present spend on a consistent, categorized basis you can compare across services and periods, all without any write access to your accounts.